Okay, you guys, I know what you're thinking. Where the heck have I been? Why have I taken such a massive break from my podcast? And what's next? I'm sure that just by the title of this podcast episode, you guys know something big is happening on this podcast and that I am doing a complete rebrand. I'm letting you guys in on all of my plans, my reasoning, and the future of my brand and podcast. So if you guys are interested in that, definitely listen in because this is going to be a completely different podcast from here on out. So stay tuned and we will cover it all in this episode. And on that note, let's jump into it. Do you wish that you can make money from home to give your family more financial freedom? Are you lacking purpose in your day-to-day routines as a stay-at-home mom? What if I told you that there was a way to have purpose outside of motherhood, build a business you are proud of, make money from home, and be totally present with your family? My name is Jolie Gregerson, stay-at-home mom to three young kiddos, coffee lover, business owner, and coach, and my mission is to help stay-at-home moms craft the foundation for their online business from the ground up so they can make money from home in a way that doesn't feel like they're losing time with their kids, which for me was during their nap times. If you're ready to build an online business in a way that allows you to remain a fully present and engaged mom and find purpose beyond motherhood, then this podcast is for you. Whether you're doing dishes, driving in the car, or listening in your small moments of me time, I'm happy to have you here. So grab a coffee and let's jump in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I just wanted to start off by saying I'm really sorry that I kind of just dropped off the face of the planet. Obviously, I have been going through a lot of personal decisions on the direction I want my business to go. And it's been just heavy on my heart, and I've really wanted to make sure I'm making the right decision before I brought it to you guys, because I didn't want to be jumping around and confusing you guys even more or diving into something that I wasn't sure about and then later on deciding that it was the wrong choice and coming back to my original kind of plan and mission for Naptime Business Moms. So I'm just going to start this episode by saying, yes, I have decided to do a complete rebrand of Naptime Business Moms and really go in a completely different direction with it. And if the new direction is not your thing, definitely feel free to, well, I'm not saying feel free to leave, but no hard feelings, truly. If this is no longer resonating with you, the direction I'm going to be going, then that's totally fine. No hard feelings. I'm still in the beginning stages of Naptime Business Moms anyway. So, yeah, seriously, no hard feelings. And I know that some of the people I've been working with or some of the people who's been loving Naptime Business Moms and the content and the free resources and everything that I've been giving to you guys is going to be bummed out about this. But this was heavy on my heart. I really, really thought about this decision. Know that it did not come lightly to me. And I put a lot of thought and prayer into it, as well as seeking second opinions from people that are really close in my circle, as well as from mentors. And I just feel really good about the direction that I'm going. So to just jump into a story on how this all came to be, I am going to be, as you guys know, I've kind of mentioned it here and there on this podcast that I'm kind of an old soul, so I have like two sides of me. I always say, I'm sure you've heard me say on the podcast, I have my techie business side, online business side, that's all things online business. And then I have my old soul side, which is like my horse ranch, homesteading, homeschooling my kids, simple, slow living, all of those things. And I've always felt like I'm just living two lives. And when I was deciding what direction I wanted to go with my business, then for some reason, the Western or slow living type old school style didn't really resonate with me as far as like what direction I would go in that part of my life. And the only thing I could really think about was my ranch, my horse ranch, and going into that type stuff. And I didn't really want to build a business around that. That's a huge part of my life, but I just didn't want that to be my business. And then I also didn't feel confident enough because I'm a beginner homesteader and like very beginner. And so I didn't feel confident enough to go into that aspect either. And so I just kind of landed on, yes, I would love to dive into that side, but I'm really good, or I know a ton about the online business space. And so I just felt like I had a lot more to offer on that side of things because, like I said, I'm obsessed with learning. I've been learning about the online business space and putting it into practice since 2018. So I just felt like I had a lot to offer people. And it's true. I do think that I have a lot to offer people in that space, but I decided, obviously, I'm doing a rebrand. And so something else resonated with me more and spoke more to me. And I'm getting into it. Don't worry. So anyway, back to my story. I will be homeschooling my oldest. She's starting pre-K this fall. And so when I started kind of researching homeschooling and pre-K and what to expect, I'm like a huge researcher. And so, of course, I go right to researching. And I found that, man, homeschool resources are really hard to find. And there's a ton out there for homeschooling. But sorting through it all can be confusing and overwhelming. And it didn't really faze me. I was kind of like, wow, that kind of sucks that it's so just all over the place. There's obviously a million different ways you can homeschool, a million different curriculum, a million different styles of homeschooling. And I was like, it's kind of overwhelming. And if I hadn't been homeschooled my whole life, I don't know if I've ever told you guys that, but I was homeschooled my whole life up until going to play college volleyball and then went and got my bachelor's in college, obviously. But I was homeschooled my whole life, so it didn't scare me. And I know a lot about the space, and so I didn't let the lack of resources or a lack of direction, kind of, or the big wide web of Google intimidate me and scare me off. But I was thinking, man, if I hadn't been homeschooled my whole life, I might have been super intimidated and not knowing where to start, and totally ditch the idea because it's just, your kid's education seems like too big of a thing to mess with if you're not sure. And so I might have been like, I don't know, maybe I should just public school them, even though God had laid it heavy on my heart. And I never want that to be the case for any mom out there. I never want a mom to not homeschool her kids because of overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support. And I woke up, I'm not kidding, probably right before I went AWOL on this podcast, I woke up in the middle of the night and call it a Holy Spirit download. I'm not sure, but I just woke up in the middle of the night and had this entire idea to create a resource for homeschool moms, Christian moms who want to homeschool their kids. That's a one-stop shop to squash the overwhelm, to squash the confusion. And it was all of these ideas were just pouring into me, and I instantly felt so passionate about it and so sure that this was a direction that God wanted me to go. And I will say it was not an easy decision. I really love Naptime Business Moms. I love the direction it was going. I love the traction I was building in it. But the comparison between my homeschool resource idea, my homeschool business idea, and Naptime Business Moms, there's no comparison. I am so much more passionate about the homeschool one. And I just really feel like it's lacking in the homeschool space. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, there's tons of great homeschool resources out there, but I just felt like there was more of a need for what I had to offer and what ideas I have for the kind of community and resources I want to put together for Christian moms who want to homeschool. It's going to be awesome. And it just lights a fire in my soul. I am so passionate about it. I've never felt this passionate about Naptime Business Moms. And that's very telling because Naptime Business Moms was my baby and I loved it. And like I said, I was gaining good traction. I was meeting amazing moms that I could help. But man, it just doesn't even compare to what I feel about this new direction I'm going. So if you haven't gathered, the direction I'm going with this podcast is I am turning it into a homeschool resource. And I think I am still going to incorporate parts of working from home because I also think that a lot of moms want to homeschool, but maybe they can't swing only going to one income. So they feel like they need to send their kids to public school in order to make money. And so I do want to eventually bring the business element back into it. And that might be the second part, but the first part is getting moms confident in their homeschool journey. And so my focus for the next while, for a while, is going to be just giving moms the tools they need to feel equipped to make the right decisions for her family and feel equipped enough to walk confidently in her homeschool journey, which is so important. And so that is going to be the future. I'm strictly going to be focusing on building moms' confidence in their homeschool systems and journey and crafting a homeschool that feels right for them. I think that that's one thing that was missing in the homeschool space is there is so many different styles and curriculums, and usually the people in those styles and curriculums are diehards. So whether it be Charlotte Mason, Montessori, unschooling, all of those different ones, classical, people are diehards for those. And so one thing that I couldn't really find is someone who lays all of them out and lets you pick and choose what you want from each one. Instead of saying like, okay, you have to dedicate yourself to Charlotte Mason only, or you have to be an unschooler if you're really going to get the benefits of it. Why not lay it all out there for moms and let them pick and choose what they want from each one, what they like, what they don't like, and craft their own homeschool style that feels right for them. It feels good to them. And they feel good about it because they made informed decisions about it. That is the goal for this podcast. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And I am going to be targeting it toward, as or at least right now, toward working from home moms or moms who want to work from home as well. So it's going to be called Find Freedom Homeschooling for Christian Moms. And then the tagline will be equipping moms to confidently homeschool while working from home. So some of the things are not going to change. Like the entire goal and mission of Naptime Business Moms was to help moms build their online business in the cracks of motherhood. And in the cracks of motherhood, there's a strong emphasis on that because I believe that family should always come first. And I am building my business in a way that my kids hardly even know I'm doing it. I do it in the cracks. I do it during their nap time. I do it when they go to bed at night. I do it just whenever I can fit it in. But motherhood is first, and being a present mom and not missing the precious moments with my kids, that's first. And I am still going to be going into all of that. I am still going to be covering how to be present with your kids during this whole homeschool thing while building a business or working from home. So a lot of the systems I'm teaching, the time management systems, all of that type stuff, that'll still be sprinkled in there. So if that's your jam, you will still get some of that here. But for the most part, it's really going to be geared around getting moms confident in their decision to homeschool. Because the world is always throwing hate at homeschool families, thinking, I mean, there are so many myths out there. And I heard them growing up. I still hear them today. It's getting more common, I feel like, especially since COVID. A lot of people are going to homeschooling because either they realized that they could when their kids were, because all kids were homeschooled during the pandemic when schools were shut down. And so a lot of moms realized that they could homeschool, or they were listening, I don't know, I don't want to get too far into it, but or they were listening to what their kids were learning in a public school via Zoom, and they weren't okay with that, or they just decided that they wanted something different. Whatever the reason, a lot more people are going toward it, which means it's even more needed to have like a one-stop shop for homeschool moms. Because if all of these people are going toward that, and it's kind of trending right now, or on the uprise, then I would love to just have a resource to make that transition seamless for moms. That is my goal. That is my vision. That is my dream. And not have any moms start it and then quit and then forever think that they didn't have what it took to homeschool their kids. Or they start and they're having a miserable time and they feel like they're failing their kids. All of those feelings that new homeschool moms feel, I want to squash it. And I want to give them confidence by knowledge, by equipping them with the knowledge to make those informed decisions instead of guessing. I want to take the guesswork out of it. I want to have it all in one place so it's easy for them. So from A to B, they're like, okay, I have everything I need to homeschool my kid. And I have all the knowledge. I don't have to go searching Google. And so that is the direction I'm going with this. If that sounds awesome to you, maybe you're a mom. I know that my audience is moms. Maybe you're a mom that's thinking about homeschooling your kid. And you want to just join us for this wild ride. Or maybe you're a mom that's already homeschooling your kid. There's a possibility for both here, because my audience was moms who wanted to build an online business so they could spend more time with their kids and be home, be a stay-at-home mom. And so there is a good chance that there's a lot of overlap here. And if there is, that's great. Stay with me here. Follow along for the journey. It's going to be so cool. I already have such cool ideas planned for the future, and I am just absolutely ecstatic about it. And like I said, in the future, down the road, it's my vision to come back to teaching moms how to kind of launch their online business. That is my goal, specifically to homeschool stay-at-home moms. That is my end goal. I will circle back to that someday. But for now, my focus is going to be on building the mom's confidence, all the things I just covered. And so although that is in the far future for now, then in the near future, it's just going to be homeschool resources. And I would love if you guys stuck with me, but if it's not your thing and you were just here for the online business portion of it, that's totally fine. I will definitely miss where Naptime Business Moms was going. I do think that it was like, it was my little baby. It was my little passion project. And I had big dreams for it, but those dreams are just pretty small in comparison for the fire I feel for this new direction And so I'm really going to just pursue it with all my heart and jump in 2 feet in the deep end and just go for it. And so, like I said, if you want to join me for that journey, that's great. If not, I totally understand. I hope you guys have liked this podcast. It's been, I think, 25 episodes of Naptime Business Moms. It's been a great run, but this episode will be the last one for Naptime Business Moms. And the next one, there will be a new cover art. There will be new intros and outros. And this podcast will now be named Find Freedom Homeschooling. And I am so excited about it. I have a lot of things going on behind the scenes. I'm hard at work, and I really appreciate all of you who supported Naptime Business Moms so full-heartedly. And I will miss all of you that decide this is the end of the road for this podcast for you. And I just look forward to seeing where we are going from here. On that note, I am going to wrap it up. I am pretty exhausted, per usual. That is not going to change. That is carrying right over into the next podcast. All throughout Naptime Business Moms, I was always talking about how exhausted I am. It's getting a little bit better. My daughter is not a newborn now. Now she is 6 months old, and so it is getting better. But I'm still tired, and I'm still recording these episodes really late. That will not change. Anyway, guys, I'm wrapping it up here. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and it's exactly what your heart needs. And on that note, goodbye, Naptime Business Moms. It has been a wild ride. And hello, Find Freedom Homeschooling. I cannot wait to see where we're going. Okay, you guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you got some sort of value today that you can either apply to your business or your life as a busy mom. The biggest way you can show your support for my show is to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. Also, sharing this podcast with another mom who might want to start her own online business during her kids' nap times. I really appreciate each one of you that are spreading the word about my show, as it helps me to grow, reach, and help more stay-at-home moms build a business and bless their family. I'll see you guys in the next episode.